Hey, everybody.
Blog Talk Radio.
It's Chris Burbine here. We haven't talked in a while. It's been a long time. God, I don't even know how long it's been. Way too long. But I just wanted to set the stage for tonight for Donald Trump. This is a crazy time in our life right now for everybody, I think. Because I'm kind of excited about this whole thing because a lot of people think that Donald Trump is some racist person and just talks what he, you know, wants to stay because he hates people. But the thing is, it's not even about that. It's about slashing, destroying the politically correct attitude that we have in this country right now. He's basically the poster child of the person that America used to be. And what I mean by that is America used to be individualized and non-conformed, and that's not what we have anymore. Right now, we have so many liberals that are controlling the country in America to where nothing is individualized anymore. Nothing is created by just one person. It's all about this inclusion of, let's say, the inclusion of propaganda of having somebody just say, hey, you know what, we don't like how things are, so we're just going to just brainwash ourselves into thinking that there another way. So we have, this is what we got going on right now in 2016. It's May 7th, 2016, and Donald Trump is the only one right now in the GOP that has survived these crazy times that we live in right now. And we have Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, the two most idiotic people that you could ever fathom. Let's go ahead and take a guest. Yeah, is this a guest? Hello.
Yeah, how you doing, Chris?
There?
It's Jim.
Yeah, how you doing?
It's been
very cool. Yeah, just wanted to, I did a little intro there, and we're just talking about a couple of things here tonight. I didn't want to do an intro because we haven't had a long. It's been a while since we set up our talk show. You know, things happen in life. We had to cancel it for a little bit, but guess what? We are back. We're back, and we're stronger
when you
now.
You called me and told me that you're going to be on the air again.
We're on the air.
Call back in, dude.
We're back on the air. Well, it's not even about calling in. You're basically
all right.
My
let's
partner.
Get started. What are we talking about, Donald?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So basically, my intro was this. I go, we are afraid of what's going on in the United States right now because, for one thing, there is no choice with the Democratic Party. We got Hillary. We got Bernie Sanders. I mean, I don't even know why even people would even vote for either one. And then we have Donald Trump, who has been attacked numerous times because the establishment doesn't want to accept him for who he is, because he's basically going to create so much instability within the GOP, and it's already happened. What's your take on that, Jim? Jim, are you there? I think we lost Jim. He's gonna have to call back in. So anyway, what I was saying is that there's a lot of instability within the party of the GOP. GOP, the great old party, that's what they're called. Yeah, the GOP. There's nothing great about it, and it's not that old, and it's definitely not a party. Yeah, that's for sure. Oh, okay, we got Jim back. Is Jim back now? Jimmy, there? Hurricane going on over there. I don't know what's going on. Jim, just call back in if you have. Yeah, there we go. Jim, you there? Jim, you there? Okay, there we go. Okay, we'll get you back. We got you back. Well, that's good. That's good. I'm glad we got you. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Jim, can you hear me? I sound like you're underneath the Parthenon or something like that. You get like a cheap phone. Yeah, well, you know, that's what happens. This is the thing. You know, if you're under the influence of Obama, this is the thing that happens. You know what I mean? You own a phone. You don't live in a house. You don't have a job. And that's what happens under the Obama influence. So hopefully he can get to a phone soon. But let's talk about movies, why he's trying to dial back in. Because, you know, when it comes to politics, it's pretty depressing. So let's go into the movie They Live. They Live is a pretty good movie. So that basically, okay, They Live is directed by John Carpenter. It's based on a short story by I don't know who. I will definitely get that information to you as soon as possible. But the information is there. But the John Carpenter, I mean, he directed this movie in such a great way. I'm just burning time here because I think maybe Jimmy has lost his way. Mm-hmm. Oh, there we go.
What?
Jimmy, there you go. Are you there?
Yeah,
Jimmy, can you hear me?
Devil.
Jim, can you hear me? Jim, can you hear me? Jim, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah. All right, good. Why is it so staticky? What's going on with your phone? Are you in a hurry?
I don't know. I can hear you nice and clear. It's coming loud and clear. I don't know what's going on there.
Oh, maybe it's my phone.
I think the new Lord is trying to come against us here.
It could be. So anyway, I was telling the audience about They Live. Remember that movie, They Live?
Of course I do. One of the best movies ever made.
I love it. I love it. John Carpenter. Remember how you put the sunglasses on, and then you see the truth? Ah, I love it. I love it.
Yeah. Well, I was going to share something I found out with this guy. His name was Taylor. He's a retired fireman, Ted, from the fire department. His name was Mark Taylor, right?
Yeah.
And this guy called this video on YouTube. You can look up. He claims that he had a vision or a dream from 5 years ago that Donald Trump was going to be president. And this is 2011 now. Same like, you know, last week when he got his vision. And that the Lord himself, who anointed or chosen Donald Trump to become the president, to get America, to keep America really from being destroyed by these Clintonites and these Obamas and these people out to destroy this country. Now, if this is true, then, because I've been praying for this guy's safety, dude. He's got death threats all over the place, Donald Trump. He gets a threat almost every day, but he keeps going. He ain't scared. And the prophecy says that he's going to be a fearless man. They're going to come against this guy. And his name, he was even named. And he had this dream, and he woke up. He was dreaming, and then he woke up, and he heard Donald Trump on TV. He said, wait a minute. I'm hearing the voice of the president here. And this was 5 years ago. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, this guy could just be making this stuff up, but why was it date 2011? He wrote everything down.
Okay, wait a minute. You know, hey, Jim, can I go ahead and interrupt? We have another call coming in. Can we go ahead and talk to them, too?
Well, you can talk to me when you take the call. I don't know if we can all talk.
Yeah, we're going to take a call. We're going to take another call, and we're all going to talk. Okay, let's go ahead
good.
And...
Here we go. We get another call. Go ahead.
Is this Evil Contractor?
Yes, how are you guys?
Hey,
how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Yeah, what do you think about the Donald Trump revolution going on?
I don't know. I just tuned into your show, so I don't know what side you guys are taking or you're liberal, you're conservative. I'm not quite sure.
What Trump says, and we're sick of these Republican and Democratic paradigm here going on. But Trump says,
I'll tell you what, I'm here.
This guy is not bought and sold. This guy is not, he's his own entity.
All right.
He doesn't
let's give
Republican, this Democrat,
right. In New York, we had a guy that ran for the governor named Palladino, very conservative, and he wasn't a politician. He's like a smaller version of Donald Trump, and he was an investor into real estate, heavy duty. And he made a comment, and the liberal press, the media went insane with it. He said, "If you elect me, I'll walk through the halls of Albany with a baseball bat."
Hmm.
Well, that's good. We don't know who you're talking about.
And the media went nuts with it. They put him down. But the guy, basically, what he meant was that he was going to clean house.
Because
people were fed up. They're fed up with
it. Okay, cool.
And in a way, I would really like to see Trump even say that, because there's a lot of anger out there on the streets against these established politicians. There's a lot of anger. And I measure it myself. I play a little game where when you're cashing out at the register in a supermarket, and you have people waiting in line behind you, you don't know who's with you. And you swipe your credit card, and I look at the terminal, and I'll go, "Vote for Hillary." And I had one old lady push me aside to look at that terminal, and she said, "Bullshit." And she wanted to see that it said, "Vote for Hillary" on the credit card terminal. She couldn't believe. And I said, "I'm only joking." She said, "You better be." And now when people open up, and that opened the dialogue, and people who don't even know each other start talking about how frustrated, how pissed off they are, now multiply that nationwide, how much anger there is out there.
Okay, you're right. That's right. See, for Trump, that's what's behind it. Because people are sick of watching it.
Yep.
And people know you're fired, Washington. When Donald Trump is in there, he's going to fire those people. He'll make sure that Hillary goes to jail. He'll make sure that he's getting cleaned out. He's going to get his baseball bat out, just like the guy I'm talking about. And this is like overwhelmingly voting for Donald. We know it's popular. We saw the event.
Well, they've, another thing that I've noticed, I'm in touch with a lot of people. I mean, I have a lot of friends overseas. A historian, a collector, military artifacts. But anyways, dealing with collectors in Europe, England, Australia, around the world, and the media has really done a number of tainting, of ruining his name internationally. And I figured out a lot of why. Because, all of these countries have had their hands in our pockets for how many years?
Right,
How many
especially,
subsidies?
Let me interrupt real quick, if you don't excuse.
Go ahead. I'm Mike.
What state are you in?
In the nightmare known as New York.
Okay. Do you think that Trump will take Hillary down if it's just both them?
What my worry about is, well, first off, do you guys do overtime? Because it might be worth putting some overtime in if they don't charge you for it on BTR.
It's been about 5 years since we've done this.
All right, here are my feelings on this whole thing. Number one, I don't trust Soros. I don't trust Soros and the foundations he controls. Now,
he's a liberal though, right? He's the one that like funds the Democrats, right?
Right.
Am I correct or wrong?
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Oh yeah. And
George Soros is evil. This guy should be in jail.
Yes. But he's the one behind the curtain that we have to worry about, because right now they've got the foundation.
Exactly.
They're putting money in place right now to be able to set up their organizations in all the major cities and all the schools, all the universities around the country, the same way that they did it with Obama getting in. And the majority of the vote, if they can mobilize that vote in the cities, the liberal vote, and the Democrats, then we're gonna have a tough time.
That's not gonna be that easy.
Don't you think that is similar to the propagandists from that work for Hitler? I can't remember his name. Who was his name?
Joseph Goebbels.
Goebbels. That's right. I think we're almost in that site, don't you?
Well, there was a difference though. Here they're using money. What Goebbels was using was he was using intimidation. He was using the brown shirts. They were fighting in the streets. And you know, they were using strong arm tactics. Where we're not using what they're doing though, the left is using strong arm tactics by rioting. And they're playing any card they can. They're playing the race card. They're playing any card they can to get, because they want negative press, hoping that it's going to reflect on Trump.
Well, the crazy thing, I'm sorry to interrupt, but the crazy thing is there's an implementation of people actually riding Trump that are actually for the other party that are being paid for it.
Yes.
They're being paid for it. Yep. Soros is behind it.
And Soros is behind it, exactly. That's the problem that we have. That's if the government would actually, if they would start charging Soros and some of these people that are behind the scenes funding these riots and charge them with inciting. And
he's funding criminal activity. This guy could be behind bars with Hillary and all the rest of them. And he's here is Ted Cruz now being a connection, maybe the JFK assassination. Why was Ted Cruz's father in a picture with Lee Harvey Oswald? And isn't it funny how Ted Cruz stopped the campaign after it came out last week? All of a sudden, everybody thought he was going to be in the convention to try to disrupt it, try to steal some more delegates. All of a sudden, after that revelation comes out, Ted Cruz is gone.
Right now,
I believe Soros, the Bushes, and the Cruises are all together.
Well, I think that
they don't want to back Trump, do they? The Bushes don't want to back Trump. Cruz won't back him yet. What is going on? They still have this never Trump stuff going on.
I tell you one thing. I hate to interrupt, but I think for the Bushes not to promote them is the best thing ever.
It just shows you again. No, this Bush, it goes back to the father.
Who would want the Bushes to promote you anyway? That means you're just as corrupt as them. I'm glad they don't promote him.
They're fine
because they, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Trump is exposing all these establishment, all these great people. He's exposing them. They are. He's not even the president yet. And look what's going on. I just heard that there's a company, who was it now, that's afraid to leave the country and bring their jobs to another country. What company was it? But a major company, because of Donald Trump, said, well, maybe we'll just stay in this country. He's already having an effect. And he's not even the president yet. This guy is unbelievable. And it's God's hand really on this because of that dream that I read about online. From 5 years ago, this guy had a dream. And he said, his name Donald Trump. He said, this guy is like, he'll be the president. They're all going to come against him, but he's going to fall off his back like one off a duck. And look what's happening. This is 5 years ago. And look what's happening. All these people saying things about him. He's a racist. He's a sexist. He's this and that. Against him. So what we have to do, we have to really pray for Donald Trump. That's what I think. We got to really pray for his safety. He's up against the New World Order, dude. I mean, this guy's doing it. You know? Go ahead. Anybody got to say anything else there?
No. I'm agreeing with you. I'm thinking of all the different angles. I mean, to really look at the situation, it's not easy. It's not like a four-sided cube. There are many, many hundreds of different sides to this ball.
But I think this is still a battle. I think it's a spiritual battle going on. You got to, with all the evil. I never seen anybody being hated so much. And yet at the same time, you love so much. It's like, I never seen nothing like that.
Yeah, but it's part of the game. You see, what they thought that it would work in their favor by turning against Trump, and now, like, the GOP and everybody, they're starting to realize that this is going to bite them in the ass, and it's going to cost them. Because if Trump, in their minds now, if Trump ends up winning this, they're not going to have a seat at that table in the White House. And they don't want the whole party.
You know, it's the Republican Party. He's kind of crashing the party. He's an outsider.
Right.
Of course, they don't want a guy disrupting their little fun party.
They don't want to lose their power. So now you're going to see, I got a feeling you're going to see that the two things that are going to go on. They know that if they pull a horror show and they name somebody else as a candidate, that's going to decimate them, and that'll split the party into pieces.
Uh-huh.
And what's going to happen is the anger that's out there is going to be magnified, and Trump's going to win anyway because, well, I mean, people will write him. I will, too. I'll write his name in on the ballot. He'll be a write-in. And then
I mean, think about this. I mean, think about this, though. It's like, what do you want? Do you want Hillary Clinton, who is a total crook? She's a crook.
Yeah.
The only reason that Hillary Clinton is out there is because women are the feminazis. You got the feminazis who are pissed off of men. They don't like men. So let's just have a woman for president. No, it's not going to work. It's not going to work.
Well, this franchise means the millions of votes. This guy's been in it since the beginning. He's gone through all the stuff he's supposed to go through. This deserves just for doing that. Knocking off every other one of those, all those politicians, senators, governors, he beat them all. I mean, this guy deserves it. He the people's voice.
If you think about it right now, imagine what happened to Trump. I mean, he has actually gone through all this, and he's actually the GOP freaking running. I mean, what is going on here? That means that the people have actually talked. And it almost gives me, like, it gives me goosebumps that we actually have a democracy again, because the people are actually talking. And it's like we're tired of the old school mentality of the GOP. There is no Republican and Democrat. It's the same paradigm. It's just like what Jesse Ventura said. It's like that you get the Pepsi, you get the sweet, and you get it's the Coke and Pepsi. That's it. That's the same thing with the Republicans and the Democrats. It's the sweet and the non-sweet, and that's it. That's all you get.
What do you call it? The Republicrats and the blood of dogs, whatever you call it. But it's two sides of the same coin. The two parties.
It really is. It really is.
Corruption, the establishment corruption, then you got the liberals, and you got the reason Hillary's ahead of Sanders anyway, is because of these super delegates.
Hey, can I ask you? Jim.
Guess who got all the delegates?
I want to ask our guest one thing. Why is Hillary still in this race?
Well, she hasn't got indicted yet. She's not in jail. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. The Democrats have a lot of money invested in this woman, and now they, to tell you the truth, I don't think they know what to do because they didn't count on Bernie getting what he's been getting.
He just won the end.
Yeah, that threw them a curve. So they're not sure on what edge of the seat to sit on right now. They're hoping that they're going to get it and they're going to win, whether they get Hillary or Bernie, a lot of them. But they'd rather see their main horse that they want to see win is Hillary. So the money there's going to be more money dumped into her. You watch, the closer we get to November, a lot of money is going to come out on Hillary's side. But what they're wondering is how much more money Bernie's going to raise. Bernie has the ability of raising some serious money because there are a lot of dreamers in this country.
Oh, so do you think there's still actually a challenge with Bernie?
I think that some of his people, they are going to drain off some of that vote. There are a lot of dreamers. These people are, I don't know what to even think of the American voter. We have a country of idiots.
Yeah.
Idiots. Just complete fools. And they're blind. Even when you give them the facts in front of them, they ignore them. And if anything, the more involved a topic is,
My time's running out on here. You guys have. I only have 5 seconds. Call back. Okay, I'm gonna set this up again. You guys call back.
Okay, call back. All right. This number.
All right.
You guys still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Call back to this number. Which number?
You guys still there?
Yes.
Okay. Good. Well, I guess.
Which number?
No, just keep going. You didn't get knocked out. Well, that's good.
No.
Okay. Well, that's good.
I guess you're on overtime.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead. The thing is, it's like I don't understand. This is the thing that I don't understand. Is that why? It's almost like a problematic thing. With our country, it's like they don't even know that Hillary Clinton is corrupt. You know what I mean?
They don't want to believe it. You know, there's a sense, there's an attitude out there in America. No one trusts anything. Mm-hmm. They don't trust what they're told. They don't trust what they read. People don't trust. And this is how everything is turned into Circus Vargas. It's all Barnum and
Bailey.
So. Nobody trusts anything. So when somebody comes out with, look at this, they're like, yeah, whatever. He's going to get away with it. It's hard to motivate them. The only way to really motivate the American public is if the horror show comes to the dining room table. In other words, when Obamacare really starts costing the average family and they start paying $1,500, $1,000, $1,200 a month for a family with two kids, and they have less coverage and everything, and now people are going to get pissed. Now they're going to start looking at politics. Otherwise, if the political situation, the climate doesn't touch them, doesn't affect their lives, they ignore it. They let it go on because they're too busy. They're picking up the kids. They're buying a car next week. Oh, we're at work. I've got trouble at work. They get sidelined easily, and their attention span's short. So, and giving them something that they have to read or try to understand, they're not going to spend the time. People want bullet points. They want cartoons. They don't want to. How many people really read the articles that are in the news today? Few of them. They read the headlines. Now, it's a sad situation. Are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. The line got quiet.
You hear that?
The line gets quiet for a minute there.
Well, somebody called me on the line. I thought they were trying to call me on the station.
Well, maybe it was the other gentleman that was with us.
Yeah, I think he's trying to call back, yeah. But I see what you're saying, though. It's like, what are you going to do? What do you think? What do you think?
What I think, the main thing right now is I hope that Trump's people, I mean, he's not surrounded with idiots. He can afford to have the best for aides and consultants around him. And they know how George Soros works. They know that money, that these people are mobilizing right now to put together a hell of a machine to battle them. And
I don't want to interrupt. Go ahead.
Yeah, no problem. If they really start working from right now to counter this and to get a good image out there of him, something that the liberals can't attack, that'll make the liberals look stupid if they do attack him, and some of the attacks have been ridiculous, then I think that we're going to have a good chance. It's the cities we have to worry about. There's an article out there on the web that shows that the major cities in the United States are the ones that brought Obama in office, the vote in the cities. We just looked it up. We were talking about it on another BTR show last night.
Right.
But they're all Democrat. The majority is Democrat and liberals that are in those cities. And if they motivate those voters again, that's going to be a tsunami that we're going to have to overcome. You know, that's... That's the scary part of it. The rest of America, I think it's the majority's for Trump. Even New York. Did you see the vote? How many people?
Yeah.
That's impressive. This is a liberal state. Conservatives and Republicans, whatever, we're outnumbered here. 2-1. Some places, 3-1.
Trump has New York.
Yeah. What part of the country are you in?
I'm over in Florida.
Oh, Trump has Florida, too.
I know.
I thought he did really well over there, didn't he? I forget what the exact amount of delegates.
I think he won Florida.
I don't know how many delegates he had, but I think he got it.
Huh?
Yeah, he got it. So,
I gotta read this thing going on there.
What happened? What happened? Did the other gentleman call in? Hello? Hello? Are you still there?
There you are. All right.
What happened to the other gentleman? Did he call in?
He tried to call in. I think he's got a bad reception, so he might be calling in later.
Yeah. Well, what happened to the news today with Trump? Did anything happen at all, or?
I don't think so.
Well, I bet we're not going to hear about it, but I bet there are a lot of meetings that are going to be happening between the higher-ups in the GOP and Trump to try to iron out any differences because it's written on the wall now. They can see it. They know where they stand. At first, I think the party was pretty arrogant. They probably figured that they'd be able to overcome Trump and get who they wanted in. But now at this point, they understand that that's not going to be possible. So they got no choice. Either grin and bear it, work with Trump, or watch the party get chopped up. So...